For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning. It's great to be alive today. It's great to serve Jesus, isn't it? Happy Monday morning. My goodness. I promised I would give a report of how our hands and feet went, and I do these broadcasts a week out before the event. And so we did finish Friday night with hands and feet, and let me just say it was phenomenal. All glory to God. We partnered with Victory Fellowship Church, and we fed 200 people down there at the mission, the New Orleans mission, in New Orleans, Louisiana, of course. And, oh goodness, I'm pausing and hesitating because I'm just kind of reflecting back to that night. We fed everybody. Victory Fellowship's worship team was phenomenal. They led us in strong, powerful worship. I then was able to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. We had people come forward for salvation, brothers and sisters. And then afterward, thanks to ministry partners, you out there, we distributed all the gloves. Well, we have some left over, but gloves and socks and bags. And we just had a fabulous time in God, advancing the kingdom, right? Come, kingdom, come, thy will be done on the earth as it's happening in the heavens. It's our job. It's our privilege. So I just want to thank you all out there for supporting us in that. Hey, also, I want to say this, and I'll get to my teachings all week, but, you know, there are times when you're doing a project unto God, and you may hear feedback, but you know what? You may have days, weeks, and months go by, and you don't hear a drop. And you know what? You learn. Anyone out there in ministry will understand what I'm saying. You learn not to go by that. You learn to, in fact, one of the things God will teach you, boy, I have a word for someone coming up in my belly right now. One of the things you're being taught, my friend, is to learn to that, listen to that still small voice from God. Regardless if you get any pats on the back or a hey, well done, or hey, we love you. You're getting weaned from that, my friend. It's got to happen, because if you're controlled by man's opinions, though, again, we do our best. It's nice if someone says thank you. But if they don't, you're learning to have an audience of one, and his name is Jesus, and you're learning to look to the heavens and say, God, I'm doing my best unto you. I'm doing my best to represent you in the kingdom. And God has a way. He'll bring the rewards. However, I said all that to say, if you're not getting a lot of thank yous yet, don't worry. You're doing it unto God, not unto getting the thank yous here on the earth. So I said that to say also, you know, we're on radio as you, duh. I love it. I love bringing the broadcast to you. God spoke to my heart and he said, you keep that thing real. You don't just preach to the audience, you keep it real. These are real people listening, and I take it very seriously. Anyway, we had a great week of comments from all of you, and I want to thank you for that. I don't sit on that, meaning rest on my laurels. I just want you to know, my heart here. Thank you for taking the time to comment that you are listening. I will continue to do my utmost to bring whatever God has put on my heart to you. So anyway, I really just want to get that on my off my chest and onto the airwaves. Looking forward to this Friday again. At the time of this airing, we will have already had our Christmas luncheon and teaching over at Metro Country Club. I'm thrilled, brothers and sisters. We have a full house. We have every denomination coming from. We have people coming from Baton Rouge, all around the Southeast. It's going to be packed. Two banquet rooms packed. Thrilled. It's for the glory of God. So my time's out. I hope you don't mind I use today to do some of these announcements. I will, as the weeks go on, give you some announcements about what we're looking at for the new year. Big meeting coming up January 18th at the Sheridan Hotel in Metairie for everyone throughout our city. But anyway, join me tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.